Skinny people will never know how hard it is for a fat chick to walk into a gym for the first time. It's like being dropped at a train station in a foreign country. You don't speak the language or have any friends. I haven't set foot in a gym for 10 years. That's a travesty of its own, but it stops today. We made our way through the line of all the January hopefuls and scanned our little plastic cards as I signed them into Child Watch and the Y Zone activity room. They ran off happily, and I went to find the locker room. Oh, wow. Lots of naked people in here. Not that I mind, I just hadn't thought of it. And as a totally out-of-shape mama, getting naked in front of a bunch of people isn't high on my bucket list. I am glad I wore my yoga pants and my new white t-shirt, so I only had to throw my bag in the locker and fasten the little clip to my shirt so I can reclaim my two smallish children. Okay. Deep breath. In the large gym area next to the giant rock climbing wall, there are women bouncing all over the place with jingly skirts on, and some crazy chick yelling with a headset mic. Not for me. Not today. Making my way upstairs, I come to a large circular room with windows overlooking the pool on one side and the gym on the other. It looks like a medieval torture room I once saw visiting the Tower of London, and I know I'm not the first one to make that comparison. I find an information desk and stand waiting for someone to notice me. This is a lonely place to stand. I am unsure of myself. The doubts and voices in my head get louder the longer I stand there. As a fat girl, I am already invisible most of the time, and here, in my new exercise clothes, in a land where I neither speak nor understand the language, I stand waiting. And the humiliation crawls up my back and starts to burn my shoulders. Someone please notice me.